Well, it has not been easy for investors these last few months. Inflation has been climbing. The stock market has been on the downturn, just to name a couple of things. Joining Mantra Day Radio this morning to give us a little perspective on what's been happening and what we can do is our good friend Ashley Michiquet. She's the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors here in the Portland area, a parishioner at Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee, and a valued member of our leadership circle here at Mantra Day Radio. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, David.
Well, always great to talk with you, and it has been a bit of a struggle. I say that with a little chuckle, but not so funny when you watch the stock market tumble and, you know, you keep an eye on your investments, but that's the world we're living in right now. So what can you say about that when we look at what's been happening and I guess kind of a roadmap we can follow?
Well, what I think has been especially difficult that's unique about the downturn that we've seen this year is that not only are stocks down, but the bond market is also down. And normally when, you know, if you look back historical recessions and significant downturns in the stock market, at least there was somewhere to hide. But even the bond market is down. I want to say it's down, you know, 8% so far. 9%, 9.2%. So it's unusual that even a more conservative investor is beaten down as well. And then you mentioned inflation, so you can't really hide in cash either because that's going to be worth a lot less at the end of the year in terms of what you can buy if you just sat on cash too. So there's almost nowhere to really hide out. And the decline is also quite broad. So tech stocks have really been hit, small companies, mid-sized companies, but even some of the more, I would say, conservative, large, multinational sort of value stocks, a lot of those are beaten down too. So it's been a really difficult year. The only, I think, good news about what's happening right now is that if you have been an investor in the last few years, you've probably had such strong gains that this downturn, even though it's painful, you know, you're still quite a ways up overall if you look back over any sort of length of time longer than a few years.
Right. And I know typically we do go through these downturns. It's not always up. We do see things happening like we're seeing right now. And I guess one thing we can look at is over the course of time, and I'm sure you can verify this, over the course of time, things do continue to grow.
Yes, and the important thing is quality. So as long as you have a good quality portfolio, there's no reason to panic and sell and go to cash and kind of rip apart your plan for retirement and all that. So, and that's what's tricky is that when you get your statement or you look online on your accounts, I mean, some people, depending on how much you have invested, you know, you could be down a few $100,000 from where you were at the beginning of the year. And that's really difficult to stomach and sit there and be like, well, it's going to be okay, and just trust that it's going to be fine.
Now, rule of thumb is, and again, I try to do this, it's hard to do, but you shouldn't just look every day at your investments. Is that right?
Yes, there's actually a behavioral finance theory behind this because the less often you look, the more likely it is that you'll see a gain. But if you were to look every day, you would see losses all the time, you know, potentially multiple times a week, especially right now if you've been looking every day this year. And we have our reaction to a loss is twice as strong as our reaction to a gain. And most of us, if you think about it, you kind of intuitively know, even if something really, really good happens to you, most of us are like, yeah, it's great.
Right.
But if something bad happens to the same magnitude as the good, our reaction oftentimes is much, much stronger. You know, we're kind of sent into this downward spiral, depending on, you know, what it is. Even though the severity of that loss is the same as the benefit from the gain. So our emotional reaction is about twice as strong when we experience something negative. And this is true not just with our money, but with everything.
So here's my new rule of thumb. I only look at my investments when the stock market has gone up 500 points in the day.
Yeah, even better. I mean, only looking maybe once a quarter.
Yeah.
once a year. Because if you own quality investments and you're in it for the long haul, there's no reason why you need to look every day anyways. So, yeah, the less often, the easier it's going to be on your, temperament.
Yes. Exactly. We're speaking with CEO of True North Retirement Advisors, Ashley Michiquet, and a member of Modern Day Radio's Leadership Circle. So let me ask you this. All things being equal, all things considered right now, what should investors be doing?
Yeah, good question. There's actually a lot of things that you can do that are likely to help you come out of the other side of this in a stronger position. So the temptation is to panic and to sell and to just, I just want to do something. I just want to stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can turn that angst into something that's more productive by doing something about it. And there's this good quote. I think its source is Warren Buffett, but he basically says, you want to buy, you want to take action when there's blood in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a few things that you can do to take advantage of what's happening right now. So the first one, and probably the most common one, is just to look at rebalancing. So if the stock portion of your portfolio is down 20%, then you're probably out of balance with where you should be with your overall mix of stocks and bonds. And so when you rebalance when it's down, you're actually going to end up adding to stocks when it's down and buying when things are cheaper. And that doesn't require any additional funds, cash sitting mm-hmm. on the sidelines, because you're just moving things around. You're just kind of swapping, say, bond investments or cash for additional stocks. So that's the first thing. And the stock market has dropped enough at this point, where especially if you are more tilted towards more growth oriented, or you have kind of a tech heavy portfolio, which frankly a lot of investors do, just because that's an area that's had such strong gains and attracted a lot of money over the last few years. So a lot of people are sort of out of balance anyways, and so it's a great time to do that. Another thing is tax loss harvesting. So if you are investing in a taxable account, so this is not applied to a IRA or 401k or your Roth,
right,
but if you have money in a traditional taxable brokerage account, you're a lot more likely right now to see something in the red. And so what you can do is you can sell that investment and use it for your taxes. It will offset gains. It can help with your tax situation for the year. And if you like the investment, you can buy it back again. You just have to sit out and sit on the sidelines for mm-hmm. 30 days. So that's something that you can do to kind of take advantage of losses you might have. And then probably my favorite thing that I think people do not consider enough is whenever there's blood in the street, it's an excellent time to do a Roth conversion. So if you have money in a 401k or a traditional IRA, and that account is worth less, converting the same amount, dollar amount, versus what it was a year ago is going to convert a higher percentage of that account value, because it's worth less now. You're converting a higher percentage to the Roth. And once that money's in the Roth, it's not taxed again.
Right.
I find far too many people have far too less in Roth assets compared to their other accounts. You're taking sort of this more active posture of looking for opportunities and trying to take advantage of the situation, rather than like crawling into a hole in the fetal position.
Yes. Well, and I'm sure too, you would say, obviously, in your role and what you do, that some of these things might be difficult or confusing to those who aren't really involved in investing. So it's where a financial planner comes in. They can help with those things.
Exactly. It's really hard when it's just you, because you're always second guessing your decisions and what you're doing. And that's where I come in, because my clients, they trust me, and they know that I have their best interests at heart. And so when I'm telling them that I think we need to pursue this particular strategy, or sell this or buy this or rebalance here or convert this to a Roth, they know that I'm thinking long term, and how are we going to take advantage of what the current opportunities are, which there are many if you're opening your eyes and you're looking.
Well, you know, as I think of the song or the play Annie, I think of the song and the line from the song, "The sun will come out tomorrow."
Exactly.
That's right. Ashley Michiquet, she is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors and a member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Ashley, always enlightening to talk with you. It's very appreciative with the information you bring us.
Oh, thank you, David. It's my pleasure.
Well, have a great day and God bless.